We're live.
Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, you know what time it is. It is Thursday night, and when it's Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you know it's time for Ask Miss V Sports, and I am, of course, the co-host, James Acevedo, and I got the one and only, the real star of the show, Miss V, the Toy Lady. How you doing?
Hey!
We got a quick hour.
I know.
First.
It's almost over now.
You know,
that's how fast it goes.
Big deal that the Yankees took the series. Big deal. But they didn't sweep.
Oh, big deal. Oh, because my team won, right?
They didn't sweep, though.
Hey, they should have, though. But to be fair, it could have gone the other way. It was all close with the exception of last night's game, which was 5-1, and maybe it's too much of being... you know, his girlfriend, Verlander's girlfriend, you know, I think it's too much of that. Maybe that's why.
Was she up in the stands again?
I have no idea. No, I'm saying in general. Maybe that's his kryptonite.
No, I would say normally it's only when that damn, what's her name is around. The model.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't believe it. It's Katie something, you know, he's dating. Not Moss. I forgot her name. I can't believe I forgot her name. And not Home
Depot. Irrelevant.
Yeah. But anyway, but what isn't irrelevant is the Yankees take 3 out of 4, and the Tigers are crawling back, and they're going somewhere to play. I don't know where they go next, but Yankees pitched well. They had key hitting. I mean, it could have gone either way because it wasn't like the Yankees, with the exception of last night's game, were hitting the ball hard themselves either, to be honest with you. Both teams were really struggling, but both pitching on both sides were doing very, very well. And David Price were his... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, they were doing good. You know, I can't knock the pitchers, you know. Shitty fucking bullpen, but I can't.
Oh, my God. Fucking, what's his name? Jabba Chamberlain looked like a homeless person with the Tigers. Jesus Christ. He got to shave that shit off. That beard, he looks stupid. Like a hobo.
So, we got a couple of things to talk about.
You lost. Okay, anyway.
Okay.
Getting close to Monday football.
We got to get this in. Yeah. Preseason is Saturday for the Lions.
Meow.
And that's right. They're playing the Browns.
Yeah, that's going to be in Detroit, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think so.
I ain't paid attention.
Yeah,
we did. I ain't paid attention. Look at
that. Your hometown versus your current town.
I know. So, yeah. But I want to get... If I want free tickets, I can only go to Browns games in Cleveland, no place else. So, I don't even know if I get free tickets to these Browns because they're not really Browns; they're expansion.
Yeah, well, the original Browns are playing in Baltimore. That's
fucking
where the real
Baltimore Ravens. That's why,
yeah.
I said they're not really the real Browns because the real Browns are called Baltimore motherfucking Ravens.
Yes, as we all know, and they won two Super Bowls since they left Cleveland.
Whatever. But again, let's get back to, you know, I'm going to mention something funny. I did not see this, but I had a friend of mine tell me that this happened. And this is a little bit Detroit local news that was kind of one of the radio stations. I forget the radio station, but you know, each football team has a station or somebody that is the, like, their sponsor. You know, this is the home of Yankee baseball, you know, and Giant football. Well, the home of the Lions, you know, on the radio, I think, I ain't going to say the station because I can't remember the name. I don't want nobody to fucking cuss me out.
Right.
But
I don't know,
they were there. No, I don't. They were at the practice, doing their broadcast because they did a night practice or a day practice.
Uh-huh.
You know, for the public to come in. And what they did was another radio station, which also does sports, came to broadcast, and they kicked them. They wouldn't let them in. It was so funny. They wouldn't let them in. So what they did, they went and got a cherry picker and got up on the cherry picker and did their broadcast live from the cherry picker where they were looking down on the field. So it was funny because somebody took a picture and, you know, they were talking about, look, you know, they wouldn't let us in because they're like the home of the Lions, you know, on the radio. And they wouldn't let this other station in. And it was just, like, so funny. I was like, oh, that shit. I was like, it's fucked up that the other station wouldn't let them in. But I understand because they are the official station that played, you know, that broadcast it. But how funny that the other, instead of walking away with their tail between their legs, like, fuck you, they went and got a cherry picker. So you got to give the other radio station credit for doing that.
Yeah, they say, screw this. I don't care. But usually, of course, here, the capital media of the world, New York City, even if, like you were saying, like the Yankees and Giants are on WFAN, that's in New York here around my way, if there's another radio station, like let's say ESPN New York, they just schedule another day to go to the camp. You know what I mean? There's no conflict where it's the same day. So somebody either fucked up over there in Detroit or I don't know what the hell. But usually they schedule that ahead of time.
I think it's funny, and it may have been that there was a conflict in the schedule or somebody didn't get the memo. I still thought the shit was funny that they went on and still did their broadcast, but from a cherry picker. You know, you gotta create. This tells you how creative we are here in Detroit. We just don't let motherfuckers steamroll us, even when it comes down to the radio stations. You know, motherfucker, big deal, this is your camp. I'm still doing what I got to do. Let me go get me a cherry picker from the parking lot. And they did it. So,
Now, the thing is, though, because of that, they probably couldn't get the players to come to talk to them because that's usually why they're there, because they talk to some of the players, you know, the coach, the GM.
It don't matter. I mean, the fact that they were still doing the broadcast, I mean,
yeah,
I don't
yeah, yeah. I understand.
That point, you know, the fact that, you know, and our players, they talk more to the film media versus the radio anyway.
Okay.
You know, we always see them on camera here. But the love of my life is back in the news.
Yeah, it's back to life, and I'm telling you.
And this time it's not of his. This time, it may or may not be of his own doing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna read a brief statement, and then everybody will understand why I'm saying this.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Inside Edition.
Okay.
Which aired on May 21st, 2014. V. Stiviano, the alleged mistress of Donald Sterling, told Dr. Phil that she never had sex with the embattled billionaire despite what Sterling and his wife, Rochelle, say. Dr. Phil said a lot of people are being led to believe that you were in a sexual relationship with him. You are saying they are both wrong. She said, absolutely not. She said, absolutely. Not only are they both wrong, but they are lying. It is a lie. I know it's a lie. He knows it's a lie. She knows it's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Sterling, of course, said he had sex with her in that infamous audio recording where he said, I mean, she was hot, and I met her. She's got a fabulous body, and she loves to have sex, and she's just fun. I'm not going to go on to the rest of what was said in that article, but let's fast forward. Fox Sports,
mm-hmm.
2 days ago.
Okay.
Because today is the 7th, right? Yep. August 5th, Fox Sports. V. Stiviano, the alleged mistress of L.A. Clippers owner Donald Sterling, who exposed the scandal that cost him his team, sparked an internet frenzy this weekend with an Instagram post that hinted she might drop another bombshell. Stiviano posted a photo of her sitting with a young girl who's wearing a Clippers hat and the same face covering visor that Stiviano has worn in public. According to reports, the photo was accompanied by this caption that later was deleted. I didn't really want it to do this, but you left me no choice. It's been 4 years since we met. So she says, medicine is going to be four soon. I think we should celebrate it at a big event, perhaps opening night of the L.A. Clippers game, or we can decide and wait till New Year's to bring in 2015 with incredible news. I was thinking more in the sense of dropping hints until they, meaning the people of the United Nations, get it. And when they do get the message via Instagram, they're all going to know you're the father and I'm the mother. There would be no reason for a paternity test because we already have one. Then now, meaning now, we all be in trouble. We would all be in trouble, wouldn't we? Let the games begin. Can anyone guess who's the father of my beautiful daughter, Medicine? Vistaviano. So, side piece is pissed again.
Mm-hmm.
Why she pissed? I have no fucking clue. She said we never had sex.
Exactly.
So how the hell, if you never had sex, you got a 4-year-old daughter?
Mm-hmm.
My whole thing is that, and we can go on about this, but you know what? Either this bitch is the new Virgin Mary and Immaculate Conception happened,
uh-huh,
and this is how Madison came about, if Madison really is her daughter. Hint, because nobody has said, has anyone ever seen a picture of her pregnant? Where in the past did anybody say she had any children?
Mm-hmm.
We've never seen her in public with children. These are all things for people to just think about.
Yeah.
But for her to say we never had sex, but he did say they had sex. Here's the key. Donald Sterling hinted they had sex because he said she liked having sex. She said, they're lying. We never had sex. How the hell do you get a baby if you never had sex with somebody? First of all, how the hell did you get pregnant? Because to the general public's knowledge, even now, this is who I want to hear from. Anybody know her? She come on my show because this is a person I would like to speak to anyway. Superhead, who is her best friend.
Oh, what a coincidence. Okay.
And who has come out and not fully agreed with her friend publicly. For those of y'all who don't know who Superhead is, Karen Stephens, the famous, you know, person who put out that damn book about all her doings in the damn music industry as a video hoe. You know, therefore, since I'm at the point, which I never thought I would come to this, where I'll believe Superhead over you, I want Superhead on my show. And I don't give a fuck that she don't like being called Superhead. Bitch, you earned the name.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, get Corinne on my show. I want to know. See, if you was really pregnant, I think Corinne would come and say it. That's who I want to hear from. What about you, Jane?
Yeah, I mean, of course. That's what I want to hear from because, you know, this is something that I think she puts it out there. You know, she puts it all her dirty laundry out to the public. I think we deserve to have an answer to this. You know, even though, to tell you the truth, I don't really care, to be honest with you, but you put your business out in the streets, don't be saying shit when people, you know, say what they want to say. Because, you know, there was no need to put out all this unless you're just aggravated that you haven't been in the spotlight in the last 3 months, ever since you illegally recorded the man, which a lot of people have forgotten, not us.
I haven't. We talked about it on here.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You know, we might not like what she did, but I even said that, you know, it's still illegal to tape, you know, without a person's consent.
Mm-hmm.
With that, you know, like I said, Corinne Stephens came out. The fact that, you know, now your ass is on Fox Sports. I'm sorry, side piece bitch. You're not even that cute. I mean, did you really look at her?
Yeah, I know.
She is
really
a half-breed. You know.
Yeah. You look like a guy sometimes. I'm sorry, she does.
Yeah, and, you know, to be honest, I mean, she must suck good head. I ain't going to lie. She must give good head.
That's true, you know.
But aside from that, when you look at her, you know, for one, and this is my racist side coming out, or however y'all want to call it. You know, this is what happens when you mix the damn races up. All shit don't look cute when it's mixed up together, okay? And that shit, whatever she is, ain't cute. You know,
yeah.
She's not for anything. And I'm sorry to say this, but all, you know, it's just like, I'm going to have to call it what it is. You know, like, you know, dogs really have no concept of fuck, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A dog will fuck their child once they go in heat. And, you know, female dogs, depending on what breed they are, go in heat fairly early. Within the first year or so, they're going in heat. That's why they try to keep dogs away from each other, you know, especially female dogs, for breeding purposes, because they can, you know, within that first year or so, they can start having puppies. And men being dogs they are, or male dogs that they are, they smell that bitch in heat, they go fuck her, and that's how you come up with deformed puppies and stuff. Well, the same thing happens when you fuck fucking racist that you ain't supposed to. I'm sorry. Just because a person got a dick and stick it in a pussy don't mean that they're supposed to procreate.
Mm-hmm.
Would you procreate with a motherfucking lamb? You know, would you procreate with a motherfucking ape?
Mm-hmm.
Would you procreate with a motherfucking pig or a horse or any of that?
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, just because we all walk with two motherfucking legs and we all got dicks and pussies does not mean that we should be fucking each other. She is a proven, she is a walking proven fact that all mixed breeds don't look good together. Okay.
Well, as far as for me, I would fuck any race, it don't matter. I am not piggy.
But would you procreate with them?
Well, it depends. It depends if they have no fucking brains, it doesn't matter what race they are, I ain't gonna procreate. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to procreate with some side chick that has, you know, that's a dumbass. No. It ain't going to happen.
And I know y'all said, how the hell do I start going on her looks? But, I mean, I just really got a good look at her, and I'm like.
But there is some pictures she looks like a guy. She does look like a transvestite. She does.
She, you know, I'm wondering if she got a dick.
Or she's a hermaphrodite. We don't know. She might have both. By the way, that's a perfect segue to tell us to tell the phone number to this show. It's 646-716-8041. That's 646-716-8041. Tell us what you think, Greg or Randy, or anybody else new that wants to call in, and what you think about this situation. Because, you know, I think it's you know, just a bitch that's like screaming for attention again, and
you know
just
what?
Go away.
Somebody give me a really good picture, because I think I want to post Side Piece Saturday, because
Side Piece Saturday.
Side Piece Saturday.
I like that. Hashtag Side Piece Saturday.
Yep.
Interesting.
And put her picture next to it, because see, she is the ultimate scorn woman, scorn side
piece.
Oh
yeah, definitely.
You know, and she's not relevant, and it's pathetic. I'm going to put this out here because I'm a parent, and I'm going to say this, and fuck any of y'all who don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, if she truly does have a daughter, regardless of who the father is, this child does not deserve to be put into the public like this. If she does not have a child and she's using somebody else's child for this purpose, shame on that parent for allowing your child to be put out there like that.
True.
If you notice the face is being covered, there's a reason. You know, at the end of the day, and I understand that's a child, but I have my doubts on it.
Mm-hmm.
No child should be publicly used as a pawn, period.
No, exactly.
Period. And either way, as a parent, I personally want to go and choke her, because as a single parent who went through hell with her children's father, I never used my children as a pawn. As adults, they grew to make their own decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, both of my children love and respect me for that, because despite what their other parent may say, my son and daughter defend me. You know, and you're starting out early using this child as a pawn. And I hope and pray, and I'm going to say this, I really hope that you're not a parent, because this child is going to grow up looking on these articles, which will never go away because they're online. It doesn't matter how many servers you delete. And it's going to be seen that she was used as a pawn in your devious, hideous scheme. You are no better than the fucking damn nose side piece, you know, with Beyonce's little brother, that her daddy didn't know how to keep his dick in his pants, and this bitch thought that she deserved something. Side pieces, get over it. You'll never be made into a fucking housewife because you're known for what you are. And getting knocked up does not make it better. It makes it worse. I respected you more when you said you didn't have a child, that he was just wrong for saying that. I didn't like what you did because taping is illegal and it's wrong. But I respected you more because it was just about you and him. When you bring a child into this, there is no parent that's going to respect you. None.
Nope.
Especially the way you've done it.
Exactly.
Side piece is coming up. Single side piece Saturday. I think I had to put it that way. Single side piece Saturday.
Sound like a new meal for Kentucky Fried Chicken or something. Side piece Saturday. It's side piece Saturday at KFC.
Women.
That sounds good.
Single side piece.
That sounds delicious.
Triple S.
Yeah. But she said, see, that. But you're right. That bit, you know, you use a child, you know, I have no respect for you like that. You know, if it's your child or not, either way is bad to me. If it's her child or not a child, that's, you know, come on now. That's not right. There's a line that we all know not to cross, and that she went over that line and
she
then some. And,
she's crossed it, and
oh,
I have.
Crossed it. Yeah.
This was it for me. I can handle the other shit she did. I ain't going to lie. I can handle it. You know,
yeah.
It was some devious, come on now, it was some devious shit, but you got to get a bitch credit. She was saving them. Come on now, you know, we got to get credit for this dude. She was saving that motherfucker. But.
Yeah. But this, though.
This, that's where I have the problem. You know, that line that men crossed in, bitch, you can't, she can't come back from it. She can't. Not in my eyes. And like I said, I'm a single parent. As a single parent, there are struggles that we go through on a daily basis,
of
and it
course.
Has nothing to do with money.
No.
And let's get this clear. Being a single parent, there's no monetary value on what we go through. Being a single parent is hard. And for you to use a child in this way, I have no respect from you. And I would, you know, this is one of those times where I want to hear from Solange. Solange is a single parent. She's a famous single parent, and you don't hear her using her son as a pawn. You know, I don't even know who the father. We know that she was married to her son's father and that they got divorced, but you don't see her using him as a pawn. Her son normally is only in public, actually, with Beyonce and Jay-Z, you know, when he's seen. And you've got to give her respect for that. This is a woman who we don't know her struggles. We don't know her behind the scenes other than the damn elevator fight. But we don't know stuff aside from that. You know, we don't really know about her son unless we see him in a video with Beyonce or with Beyonce and Jay-Z. We don't see him being used as a pawn.
No.
Not publicly. Let's get that clear. I had to say this. Not publicly. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes. But there's nothing public about this. This is a child. At the end of the day, I don't give a fuck who you think or what you think or how you feel. Vista Viano, you are a single, miserable-ass side piece.
What makes it worse is that if you notice in the picture, she has a hat in the middle of the picture of her name on it, like to publicize, you know, to put out there public, yeah, this is me. You know, she has her name on a hat that's in the middle of the picture, if you notice.
Let me look.
Like,
yep,
look at the picture.
Viviano. Yep, I'm looking at it.
But you see, if you really look at the picture, it's like, wow, that's even fucking worse. You put, it's like, you know how like some people when they're promoting something, they have a hat or a T-shirt that has the company logo or something when they're promoting something.
And,
like,
my question is, who took the damn picture?
Well, that's the million-dollar question right there. That's a good question.
Again, whoever took the picture is also out of order.
Yeah. I believe so, too.
And just because you throw a Clippers hat on a child and a visor does not mean that the child is his. You know, where did this child come from? You know, I have a problem with children being used as pawns. At the end of the day, she's fucking wrong.
Yeah,
she's
whether it's hers or not.
Wrong.
Either way, it's not. There's no good way out of this. It's just not. It's just, you know, and that makes it even more like now that this comes out. And you notice that when this came out, I haven't heard no big hoopla. You know, there's no big hoopla on this. Stephen A. Smith's,
you know,
big hoopla, but not this shit, right?
First of all, I think she's a blackmailing bitch. I mean, this is getting more and more bizarre.
Yeah.
And like I said, you know, true or not, my odds are, I'm putting money that it's not true. Only because,
yeah,
why wait this long?
Exactly.
Why lie on television?
And
you
say
know,
you never had sex. Yeah.
It's, you know,
that don't, I don't know. Especially when you recorded the guy. You know what I mean? Like, well, why did you do that but kept that quiet?
First of all, when did you have all this time to party if you got a child at home? Let's keep it real.
Well, if
you're a single parent, no, let's keep it real. She's not famous. She's not a millionaire. She doesn't have, you know.
Nope.
She doesn't have the amenities of rich people.
Yeah.
You
it
know?
Was all because of Sterling giving her shit, you know, condominium
so,
and shit like that, you know.
Who's taking care of this child? You know, these are the things. Like I said, I'm a single parent. So I take a lot of heat on this because, come on now, the side piece ain't in her 20s. She's in her fucking 30s.
Mm.
You know, we're not talking about some 20-something-year-old here. We're talking about a 30-fucking-year-old woman probably pushing 40.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't no spring fucking chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Again, let's keep this shit real. I'm sorry, but at the end of the day, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Let's rephrase. I'm not sorry. I don't believe it. I have a problem believing it because even fucking Beyonce ain't running the streets like that. You know, Kim Ho is running the streets, but we know she probably got 4 or 5 goddamn nannies.
Mm-hmm.
But Beyonce, who got more money than the Kim Ho, you see her with Blue Ivy. You see Jay-Z with Blue Ivy. You see them
mm-hmm.
alone also, but
yeah.
they're hands-on.
Yep.
V. Siviano, who has your child? Why has nobody ever seen this child other than now?
Mm-hmm.
Can't nobody, especially in L.A., I'm keeping it real.
Yeah.
LA
yeah, when you think about that, it's a good point.
You cannot keep a fucking secret in. You can't keep children away. I don't care. Look at all the stars. Not Jennifer Aniston, but Julia Roberts. Who else? All the folks got children out there. They cannot keep their children as much as they try to keep them out of the spotlight and away from the cameras and the paparazzi. They always seem to be found. How is it that this child ain't been seen, and you've been in the public for the past 4 months? Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not stupid. And neither is the rest of the world.
Yeah.
And the 4-year-old, I don't care what you say. Children yell mommy real quick. Mommy! If you within earshot and they can see you, that beeline sight, they see better than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Look for a child and a dog on... Look for a child who wants their parent. They can hear their parent. It's like bionic hearing, bionic vision.
Mm-hmm.
Through a motherfucking crowded ass room at a grocery store behind a clothes rack. Mommy! Beeline for them. Shit. shit, I can see my mama a mile away, and I'm a grown-ass woman.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, my mom over there, how you know? Because I can see her. I have got my mama on the golf course, okay, and I don't golf. And this is recently. That means how you children can find their parents. I have a problem with this. Not only am I a parent, I'm a child.
Mm-hmm.
I can find my mama any goddamn where, okay? You can't hide from me. I have been in public, and I did not know my mother was sitting, oh, that looks like my mom. Mom!
Stupid.
Come on, James. You got to admit it. Haven't you been places like you didn't think your parents were there or you didn't know because you was just out maybe doing something? Hey, look up. What are my parents doing here?
Uh-huh. It's happened
very
once in a while. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, it don't happen all the time. But
no.
You go somewhere, and you don't be looking for your parents, so it ain't like it's like, oh, parents around. You see them, what y'all doing here?
Yeah.
So don't tell me children don't know what their parents look like, and we make it be known. I kid you not. At least, I see my parents someplace, I don't know me some. What you doing here?
Yeah.
That's what children do. Age ain't got shit to do with it. I'm 46 years old. Be like, Mom!
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, she still says mommy to mommy.
Yes, I do. That's my mommy and my daddy. So, yes, I do it. And yes, I'm talking about my real mommy and daddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
My mommy and my daddy. And yes, I do call them. Well, I don't call my mom. I don't call my mom mommy now. When I was little, I called her mommy. I just call her mom.
Okay.
But I do call my daddy daddy. I don't call my dad daddy. I'm my daddy.
Okay.
You know, so I have, but my daughter calls me mommy.
Okay.
And my son calls me mom. So it just depends on, you know. But, yeah. So let's get this clear. Mr. Viano, you're a lying ass bitch because I keep thinking about this shit more and more. And I'm like, fuck, I'm 46. I can see my mother anywhere. I can spot her ass. And I'm yelling, Mom. So you can't tell me that your ass ain't been nowhere in public. And 4-year-olds? That's worse than a 46-year-old. Come on now.
It's funny. Yeah, well, it's just sad that, you know, and unfortunately she ain't going to be the last one to do something like this. You know,
no, but you know what? I think she will because this is the fallout. First of all, she's not relevant. Second of all, if you want to be relevant, go on to a fucking reality show.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You know what? Maybe, you know what we need to do, James? We need to find us a backer. And we need to start a reality show on scoring side pieces.
Okay.
And trying to find him a new man.
Hmm. Okay.
Hell, if Flavor Flav can have a damn fiance at home and stick his tongue down all these bitches' throats and not get with none of them, we could find side pieces, man. I'm sure that there's a good quality to the side pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, Corinne Stephens is married.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, true enough, the woman, you know what? She's a damn good businesswoman. She might have earned the name Superhead, but you got to give her credit. She's a damn good businesswoman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's gone from Superhead to using her real name. And you really don't hear about it other than when shit like this, when some of her stupid-ass friends come public and she got to come out there. You know, like I said, I want to hear from Corinne. I do. I want to hear from her because her best friend is Corinne Stephens.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to hear what she got to say. Because I have to go look at the thing that Corinne said, but Corinne wasn't agreeing with her fully.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I got to hear what Superhead is saying.
Yeah. I would like to know.
You know, going side piece. There it is coming up. First picture.
Side piece, Daddy.
Scorn side piece, you know. I don't
yeah, let's get specific. Scorn side piece.
Scorn side piece, Saturday. Because.
Yeah, it's funny.
You know, and. Let's keep it real. I was a side piece once. I didn't know I was a side piece. But I was a side piece. And when I found out I was the side piece, I became the corn side piece, but then I also became the X. Real quick. See? So I guess that... Then I can't be called a scorn side piece, huh? Because I got rid of him when I found out.
Yeah. True.
So I guess I really can't be called a side piece, because side pieces know they the side piece, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I was just lying to my cheating ass motherfucker, okay? So let me take myself up off that list. I was just a scorn motherfucking woman. Found out her man was married. That's another show. Because I'm with the love of my life right now, and we don't need to hash stuff that's irrelevant, you know. But now that we've got the scoring side piece out the way,
yeah,
we've talked about the Yankees, we've talked about the Tigers, we've talked about the Lions. Oh, you know what we could talk about that's not sports related?
What's that?
The hurricane is going to hit Hawaii, something that hasn't happened in a long time.
I hear this.
Have you been hearing about that?
It's two of them.
Two of them.
Yeah.
You know, we got to send, we hope, I'm going to personally say I hope it doesn't hit, you know, Hawaii is a beautiful island. I've only been there once for about a day.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most excruciating days of my life, but I was there. It was expensive. I kid you not. We took a
hot... Yeah, it's very expensive. Yeah.
No, get this. This was back in the 80s.
Oh, really? Okay.
We flew there. Now, you know where Hickam Air Force Base is, right?
Mm-hmm.
We flew in there because we was on a hop. You know, we did it the cheap way to fly around the world. Fly around the world for $25, you know where to go. And we couldn't get a hop out of there. We got to Hawaii, and we couldn't get a hop up out of Hawaii. And we were there for like 2 days, so we had to stay in a hotel. Because, you know, when you're on a hop, it ain't like a regular airline when you get stuck and they put you up in a hotel. You got to foot that bill yourself. So we found the cheapest hotel we could find.
Okay.
Now, the cheapest hotel we could find, which back in the 80s, remember we're talking the 80s.
Yeah.
The cheapest hotel on Hawaii that was close to the Air Force Base so we could get back in a timely manner was like $35 a night. Remember, $35 a night was a lot back then for a cheap hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
So, we in the cheap hotel room, and we had to eat. So, what's the cheapest thing that you can normally eat? Pizza.
Mm.
Fucking pizza was like $25 goddamn dollars.
What? Well, pie?
Yes.
What? Are you serious? A large pie, $25?
It might not have been
small as fuck.
You know what? All I can tell you, $25 back in motherfucking 88 is a lot of goddamn money.
Oh hell yeah, for a fucking pizza pie? When back in those days, it would be like not even. You can probably get a whole pizza pie back in the early 80s, probably like not even $5 or less.
Thank you.
Something like that. Because a slice, I remember a slice back in the day was like 75 cents.
I remember you getting two for a dollar because, see, I remember that when we went to Little Caesars, that you could get the lunchtime special. I think it was two big slices, breadsticks, and a drink for like $1.99.
That's pretty good. Although in Manhattan, there is certain pizzerias, one of those stand-only type of joints, because there's no seats, you only can stand, and there's those tables that you have to stand to be on the table, that they sell slices for a dollar, but I wouldn't trust that shit with my life depending on it, because who knows if that's like old-ass dough, and God knows the fuck they use. Nah, serious, I don't trust that shit.
But I understand, but what I'm saying is, you know, you know, we letting the folks in Hawaii know we do. You know, I hope that it passes, too. They said the last time they had a hurricane, it was like 91, 92.
Okay.
And they just don't get hurricanes.
That's
they
true, though.
They have been in Bless Island. You don't hear about that. They do not
That's
get
true.
Them. And the fact you, that, and they you, actually are creating a state of emergency. The people in Hawaii were being, they interviewed so many people, and I'm sure everybody around the country is seeing different interviews. But they said, no, we ain't really worried about it, you know. You know what they look forward to hurricanes for? Surfing.
Wow. Right.
Because they never hit the island. They said that, you know, the backlash of the hurricane, they look for the waves. So we, I just got sports in there again. Damn, I'm good. But no, so actually they, the governor of Hawaii has declared the whole, all, was it, five or six islands, all of them have been declared a state of emergency. And they said Costco actually sold out. They said they never sell out of Costco there. Bottled water, everything. People are actually taking it serious and stacking up because they're showing that it is beelining for them motherfuckers.
Don't you hate that when they have, like, you know, when there's a snowstorm? I'm talking about the continental United States.
Yeah, because
there's always a major storm.
You understand, not really stocking up.
Every
but,
fucking
yeah,
news
what?
Report. Listen, what? Every fucking news report. Here's the people getting the shovels and the
you know,
salt. First of all,
so
where the fuck they put it in the first place when the last storm happened? What, they fucking threw it out?
You know what? That's the same way I was thinking, because this past winter, and we all know that this winter we had one of the most horrific winters we've had in a very long time throughout the entire East Coast, all of us.
For us, it was the first time in, like, I would say 3 years. 3 years ago before this one, it was bad, too.
No, we really haven't had a bad one since 99. I could tell everybody the last
bad
one.
So yours was even longer before.
Yeah.
Okay, so you were lucky.
But I always stock up on my salt. So when
people
start running out, you listen, I got bags of motherfucking charcoal, and I haven't barbecued at all this year, okay? I still got the double bags. I got like four bags.
About.
I got like 420-pound bags of charcoal and shit already. I'm a hoarder, though. I'm a self-admitted hoarder. When I see stuff on sale that I know I may need, I don't buy random stuff. If I know I'm going to need it, because when I use it, I use a lot. So I'm self-admitted hoarder. But with salt, I really didn't stock up on salt, but now I have too much fucking salt. I have sodium chloride and salt. But we're going to have another winter. Now, shovels I didn't have to go get. I'm very blessed. I didn't have to go get a shovel.
Mm-hmm.
And my snowblower died at the end of the winter. It's going back into the shop. With that, the whole thing is that I don't drive a brand new car. I don't drive an SUV. But I can tell you one goddamn thing. I did not get stuck at all this winter. I did not get stuck. And my bitch ass got to go buy tires. I started looking for new tires in November before we even got snow.
Yeah,
I still
smart.
Haven't bought tires, and we've already went through the winter.
Mm-hmm.
I am buying tires this year. But, I mean, my daughter, now her car got stuck, but her car is much lighter than mine. And she still didn't get stuck bad. You know where she got stuck at? Y'all ready for this? In my backyard. Because I had her car for the rain. So naturally, there's snow on the grass.
She's stuck in the backyard.
She quit parking on the grass because she started actually getting stuck because I got a big yard so she could drive back, turn around, and come back out. So all that's all grass. So you got to figure if she's getting stuck in my backyard. But on the street, she really wasn't getting stuck. I mean, I still got sandbags in her trunk. So I didn't understand. I mean, we kept our driveway shoveled and plowed, you know, the whole winter. And we're watching people get stuck, and I'm laughing at them. Like, this shit is hilarious to me. Like, damn, you motherfuckers are stuck? And for those of y'all who want to know what I drive, because I have no problem saying it, I drive a Mercury Milan.
Okay.
My daughter drives a Saturn Ion. Not a new one. Well, there is no such thing as a new one now. But she drives a 2004. So we're talking two mid. Her car is much lighter than mine because hers had all that damn fiberglass shit that don't dent. So it's extremely light. And I've got a Mercury Milan. We don't drive fancy cars or SUVs, but these two bitches went through the winter while getting stuck. But motherfuckers was getting stuck left and right, couldn't drive. I'm like, damn, what the fuck y'all doing? We whip it up in my driveway and shit.
So look at these stupid motherfuckers.
Remember, James, when I posted about my neighbor getting stuck outside?
Yeah.
The pictures I posted and the dumb motherfuckers barbecuing on their porch when it snowed.
Yeah.
Remember, I was posting this shit about people getting stuck and not shoveling. I was posting pictures on Instagram and Twitter about people not doing shit because I thought the shit was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I understand what you're saying about they say that you get fair warning that this is going to happen. And maybe that's why the shit don't faze me, because I have salt. I have charcoal. I have water. These are the things. First of all, I buy water on a regular basis. So why would I stock up on something that I buy
once
a week any goddamn way?
True,
that's
true.
What gets me. I think because I understand, like, Detroit, I mean, Detroit's got its faults. Biggest fault is that we don't know how to manage our money because we've had fucked up ass politicians. But Detroit does have the best water in the country. And I say that not because I live here, but because if you ever look at, go look at, like, the Absol Pure Water bottle. It's made in Michigan. Most of your bottled water, ice, mountain, and all that shit, comes from Michigan.
Yeah, like,
we have some of the best water in the country.
And what's the name of that one? You talking about the Alpine, you said?
Absol Pure and Ice Mountain.
I don't think I've ever seen those. Maybe you that's only because it's a local, you know, like a mid-western
thing.
This is
not local, because I go other places, I'll see it.
Okay. Yeah, you got to take a picture of that so I can see that.
Okay. I will.
And I know that most of our water, I mean, we get all types of water, you know, but the big-time water is Poland Spring from Maine, you know. That's where we get our shit, most of our shit. But there's other different types of water companies.
Well, I got to cut off somebody because it's obvious. Really, you think that it's necessary? I'm on the air. Get the fuck out my room. Sorry about that.
Someone to voice their opinion, I see.
He likes the water.
Yeah. He's talking about what his... Yeah, it's red. Speaking of water, where's mine, bitch? I'm thirsty.
He just has some. He drinks out of a gallon thing, so he drinks tap water. So I mean, we do have some of the best water in the country. I mean, they talk about how clean our water is and everything. Got a lot of fucked up other shit, but we got damn clean water. So you know, with that, I'm always buying water, but a lot of my friends don't buy bottled water. I buy it because I'm always running around and. It's out of habit when I was doing marathons, because when you're training, you have to rehydrate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you go on an 8-mile run on trails, I'm sorry, there's no water stations on motherfucking trails. I'm
you know.
There's not a water fountain convenient when you get thirsty. So, out of habit, I'm always buying water. And I keep, like, a small fridge with water in it. So, like, when people come to my house and, you know, I say, hey, you want some water? And they say, yeah, well, a lot of times I have, like, friends and family that drink some water. And then they'll be like, damn, I wish I could take that with me. So I got to the habit where when they say they want some water, I give them a bottle of water. That way they could drink it the way it wants, so they ain't got to worry about if they set it down, whose it is or whatever. You know, they put a cap on it. They could take it with them in their car. You know, whole convenience. But like I said, it started with me running, having to have water. So it's the norm for me to have a couple of cases of water always at my house.
Mm-hmm.
Where I got one girlfriend, I go to her house, all she got is tap water because she lives in the city of Detroit like I do, and she doesn't feel she have to pay for water. My mother doesn't pay for bottled water.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, it's just because of me running. I wasn't paying for bottled water until I really started running. Now it's a habit.
Gotcha.
So, going to Costco and Sam's Club, stopping up and not being no water on the shelves, yeah, I understand that shit. I think that shit is crazy. Plus, they tell you for emergency survival kits, maybe because we're ex-military, we always think about ahead. You're supposed to have a 7-day supply of food and water on hand at all times, regardless of where you live in the country.
Mm-hmm.
That was the way I was taught, and I think I learned that in fucking school. That wasn't the military thing. I think I was taught that in school.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't understand not having 7 days. And when they say 7 days, they mean 7 days of water, 7 days of canned food, things that do not require, that have long shelf lives. That's why, you know, that's why they now sell MREs, which I don't know how the fuck motherfuckers eat them shit. I would never have an MRE. I can't stand MREs. But, some people like them. But, you know, I heard they're better than they were when I was in the service.
Okay.
And plus, now they sell them to the general public. They've got They have an MRE. If you go to the Costco website, they have like an MRE survival kit.
Okay.
And it has, like, all this different stuff in it, you know, and it's, like, $176. I'm like, are you kidding me?
$176.
It's, like, got all this shit in it. Hawaii, you know, surfs up. I hope that y'all don't get hit too hard, you know. I hope y'all don't get hit at all, you know. Let's get that clear. I'm not hoping that you don't get hit too hard. I'm hoping that you don't get hit at all. But if you do get hit, please be safe, because the biggest thing is that this is like the unknown, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a hurricane is very unpredictable.
Of course.
Ask New Jersey. They never thought, the Jersey coast never thought they would get hit. Well, what's that bitch that hit y'all?
Well, hit Jersey. Yeah, in 2012. Shit.
Yeah.
I forgot the Irene. No, I know Irene. That was the other one. That one didn't really do much. Oh, damn, I've got the fucking bitch's name.
Yeah, that's bad bitch.
But that one.
But, you know, she, you know, and Jersey is not really known for getting hit with hurricanes.
No, especially Jersey Shore.
And the Jersey Shore got hit extremely hard. So,
mm-hmm.
Again, you know, all I can do is say I hope that everybody is safe, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, and don't go surfing, because I'm sorry. I don't want to hear about a whole bunch of idiots getting killed in Hawaii because motherfuckers didn't know how to, you know, they caught the wave the wrong way. You know, all that
those,
shit.
Those idiots, yeah, they go surfing and shit.
I'm sorry. I ain't feeling it. I just ain't. You know, I do wish everybody to be safe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, you know, it's going to be a long weekend. But.
So that's going to, it's going to, that storms are going to hit by the time the weekend starts out there?
Today they're getting like a light wave of it.
Okay.
So they're already starting to feel part of it.
Because there's one behind the other one, right?
They're coming back to back. They're not going to get a reprieve. They're not going to get any type of a break. It's going to be, they might get a few hours of a break, but they're, boom, they're right there with each other. And,
and how many miles apart are, like, those two hurricanes, you know, from each other?
They're really close. Let's see. As they say, now that we've gone from the side piece to real stuff that's serious.
Exactly.
Let's look this up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's interesting. It's funny how this is happening when that movie's coming out, that storm movie that's coming out about that superstorm that's like over, I forgot how many miles per hour the winds are, like over 400, 500 miles an hour or some shit. It's
okay,
one of those type of movies.
This was 6 hours ago, and this came from CNN, so this is not bullshit news. Not trying to be funny, but, you know,
yeah.
I want everybody to know this is the real thing. Oh, they even got... The New York Times just posted some 20 minutes ago, but I'm going to go to CNN.
Mm-hmm.
Hawaiian storms, Azelle, and, oh, come on, I ain't trying to hear. Do y'all hear that?
No.
The video is playing in my ear.
I didn't hear nothing, no.
Okay. They said, I cannot pronounce this bitch's name. Why is it only the bitches where you can't pronounce their name that are the bad ones? Azelle, I-S-E-L-L-E.
Say
except again? For the, that's the name of the hurricane.
Say
Azelle.
Azelle. Intel processor.
I don't know. Okay, except for the and Julio looms behind. So they're saying... They're not saying how far apart. Okay. Azelle is on track to pass over the Big Island of Hawaii and is now a Category 1 hurricane with winds of 75 miles per hour and can bring up to 12 inches of rain.
Okay, so a regular tropical storm. Yes.
You know, but they're saying they predict Azelle will weaken somewhat and make landfall as strong as a tropical storm.
Mm-hmm.
Hurricane Julio churned behind Azelle could affect the island's 2 days later, though forecasts expect the brush to stay only with its outer bands as it passes to the north as a weekend tropical storm. So, it looks like that they're probably hitting now.
Really? Okay.
You know, let me, you know what? Why go to CNN when we could go to weather.com?
Yeah. Or AccuWeather. Yeah. You look at CNN for weather.
Hey, I'm sorry.
That's like going to Weather Channel for cooking recipes.
We do have some good ones on there. You know that. Have you ever seen it?
What's
serious.
That? What?
The Weather Channel, they do have cooking stories on there.
They have cooking stories on the Weather? Get the fuck out of here.
They have everything on the Weather Channel.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Let's see. And they're live. Get the latest on Azelle. Let's see. And this is the Weather Channel's website, weather.com. So
they must be really jerking off watching this storm, boy. They must love this.
You know what? They say live up. Oh, this is a blog for the live update.
Okay.
So let's see.
It's funny that one of the hurricanes is named Julio.
Okay. Why do they have videos on all this shit that is playing? And then you can't cut the bitch off. There we go. I had to cut it off. Oh, that's because they had a video for Hurricane Central. That's why. 924, if you've ever been to Waikele, you know how busy this area used to get. Today is all boarded up. Ghost Town, okay. This is from the different people. It still hasn't hit. They said that it's weekend, but she's still going to have. Okay. This is actually live updates, and it looks like Azelle is over Hawaii now.
Okay.
Oh, no, that looks like that's from 1992. My bad.
I think you're late on that one.
That was Aniki in 1992. Okay. But the last update they did was at 9:21, and CHPC, whoever that is, somebody in Hawaii, wants to clarify that a weakened Azelle still will have an impact on the state. So I'm thinking that the bitch hasn't hit yet.
Okay.
But they got shit boarded up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So at 9:24, whoever this chick is, she said, if you've ever been to Waikoloa, yeah, I haven't been there, you know how busy this area usually gets. Today it's a boarded up ghost town. So they showed a picture of someplace boarded up.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, hey, I went to the Weather Channel, everybody. I'm sorry I couldn't get really accurate, you know, because they want to play videos. We can't hear videos. You know, at the end of the day, we're praying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that Azelle is going to hit Hawaii as a hurricane. You know, that's the latest thing from the Weather Channel.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you know, what we have to do, and the live up weatherchannel.com, hurricane warning in effect, a million at risk. So,
yeah, it's a lot of people.
It's a lot of damn people. And you know what? It's almost time for us to say bye-bye.
Already. See, I told you. It's like we just,
You know what? Damn. We've been talking so long, I forgot Greg was there. Let me get Greg real quick.
Oh, my
Greg,
God. You're so bad. You and your weather.
Hey, Greg. You know what? I was checking on stuff. I'm sorry.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. What's up, Greg?
Yes. Hawaii is 5 hours behind Oklahoma time.
Okay.
6 hours, you guys.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's, wow, I wouldn't want to be there.
Yeah, who wouldn't? Who would? That's more exact. I mean,
see, I was so busy checking the website. I'm sorry, Greg. I didn't realize you was sitting there for that long, you know.
Oh, it's okay. It's all good. And, oh, I do have one question. What do you guys think about the NCAA go ahead and authorizing, go ahead and pay the players? And the Big Five.
I missed that. Damn.
Yeah, me too. I didn't know about that.
And the Big Five are going to, you know, okay, we need some rule changes and blah, 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 and all this. Hey, I got a feeling, to me, it might hurt some of the lower college teams that are not
in the Big Five. It will hurt them because you've got
Big Five
conferences. So if you're going to pay college athletes, why fucking, why have an NBA draft?
Mm-hmm.
you know what? What the point of going to college? And I'm going to make this real brief because, you know, we only got 10 seconds left.
Well, yeah, man, an extra minute. Yeah.
Okay, an extra minute. But the whole point of going to college is to get an education. Sports are extra. That's the way I feel about it. I think that, you know, at the end of the day, you're going there for education. Nobody paid me to go to fucking college.
Mm-hmm.
So why should they be paid? I don't
agreed.
Care how much money the school. I don't care how much money the school is making off of the sports. And I mean, the big thing that I've heard, well, the schools get paid this, the coaches get paid that. I don't give a fuck. I don't. Because if you're going to pay athletes to go to college to play on the team, then you should pay every single other person that goes to college also. I don't give two shits how much money the school makes. The school makes their money off of tuition. It is a bonus to have a fabulous basketball, football, whatever team. But at the end of the day, without a college degree, you still another fucking broke-ass jock.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously,
yep.
I ain't feeling that. Okay.
Yep. Well, the thing is, if they're going to be paid to play, they need to be also tested for banned substances from the NFL.
Yeah.
And have the same harsh consequences of doing that.
It's interesting that you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up about that. That's something for me to look into a little more. Yeah, I got
to talk about this.
Yeah, I got mixed feelings about it.
Oh, no, we're not being on next week. We got 2 weeks off.
Huh?
Maybe we could come on next week. We'll come. We're not doing It's All About Sex for 2 weeks. We're definitely off for It's All About Sex. But, you know, we could do Ask Miss V Sports. We're scheduled.
Okay.
An hour long. So we just ain't doing It's All About Sex. So, Greg, remember, no Tuesdays for 2 weeks.
Damn.
Okay.
That's, man, damn.
We'll be back.
Just
tonight.
A lot.
I know. We'll be back Tuesdays on the 26th.
Yes, but stay tuned for Greg, because you know you're going to hear him in other shows. You know that.
Okay.
great phone call the other night, dude, on Heaven Hollywood Experience. That was real good.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
If I would have heard that live, I would have came in your defense, man. Because homegirl, some girl that was a guest co-host was, like, almost coming down on you, man.
It doesn't matter. I mean, I speak my mind and
exactly.
Done.
Yeah, exactly. But you were absolutely right, by the way. You know.
Well, thank you, James. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Got to keep it real. Be fair. You know. And let's be honest real quick. Okay, let's be all honest right here. If looking at another woman is cheating, then or the opposite sex, either way around, then we're all fucking guilty. Okay?
Do I remember what the conversation was? Because this might be a conversation we have to have later.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm just saying. I just had to put that out there because that's ridiculous. I'm sorry. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
I'm allowed to look, and that don't mean I'm cheating.
Thank you. Exactly.
As a matter of fact, I have looking privileges.
I mean, that's the thing. I'm going to be looking at other women, but guess what? I'm going home with you tonight, woman.
Yeah.
I have.
You know, my wife or girlfriend or whatever at the time.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know.
You know what made that funny, Greg, real quick? Was when India got in a conversation, and she was like you never saw somebody and you put that same face on your mate when you're having sex. So you've never done that, right?
Oh.
Of course you've done that. And I was like, eh, yeah, good point. that was funny.
I mean, I say what I think and say what I do.
Exactly. There you go. That's why we love
and
you. That's why
like,
India loves
you. Know,
yep.
If I would be out with such a beautiful woman, it's, you know, yeah, I might make a comment about another woman.
Yeah.
But it's not in a disrespectful way to the woman I'm with.
Exactly.
I'm just making a comment about her appearance.
Exactly. There's a way of saying, exactly. I totally agree with that. I'm sorry, Ms.
Wow. That's all right, because you're the one who on the time frame, not me. But,
well, sorry, I got sibling responsibilities to take care of.
But we want to thank everybody for Greg. I'm sorry I didn't get to you earlier. We'll be back next Thursday for Ask Miss V Sports, 8:30 to 9:30. You know, and Ask Miss V Sports is not going to take a break. It's all about sex is going to take a break.
Only V's After Dark taking a break.
V's After Dark is all about sex on Tuesdays. Yeah. We're taking a 2-week break from that. We will be here on Thursday talking about sports, because sex.
Yeah, we just did
that. Just a little bit. And you guys, I don't know who I'm going to replay, but we're going to have a Tuesday night tune in, but it will be a replay. Before the weekend is up, it'll be posted.
Ooh,
it'll be a replay
of the
show.
Would it be with me involved at the cause?
I don't know. I haven't looked. I'm going to be honest. I haven't thought. I'm going to have to go through.
Mm.
It might, you never know.
Or maybe an older one. Maybe an older show.
It might be a Naomi Banks show.
Ooh.
Or it might be Misty. Or it might be Destiny Dream.
Ooh.
I wish it was going to be Leighton Benn, but we know what
what happened? Ooh.
Did anybody find that?
I wish. I had it on my phone, but at the time I was doing some, racing, and unfortunately I did erase it. So, unfortunately, that is gone. I can have it back on again in the future.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
No worries.
It was a mistake.
Yes. Oh, well. We're all human. Okay.
So, thanks, everybody, and we'll be back on next Thursday. Bye, Greg.
Yes, and I can't wait for Side Chick Saturday.
Oh, everybody, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Miss V the Toy Lady, MSVDATOYLADY, and follow James at YankeeMan1973. That's YankeeMan1973. And we will talk to you guys next Thursday.
Yes.
Bye.
Good weekend, everybody, and week until Thursday again.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Yes, that too.